You're listening to NPR's Living on Earth. Among the hardest workers at Ground Zero were a few hundred search and rescue dogs. Researchers are now beginning to study what the long-term health effects of working at the site might be for those animals. Cynthia Otto is a veterinarian and associate professor at the University of Pennsylvania who helped care for the dogs at the site. Dr. Otto, the canines were working side by side with human handlers and emergency workers, but you say the dogs are more vulnerable to long-term health effects. Why is that?
Probably the biggest reason is the lack of protective clothing. The dogs didn't have respirators, the dogs didn't wear booties, and their skin was protected by fur, but not by the heavy coats and other protective clothing that the people were able to wear. In addition, they were closer to the ground, so they were really exposed to quite a bit of the substances that were there and potentially toxic.
And, of course, their job there was to sniff.
Yes, absolutely.
Why is a study necessary?
The primary things that we're looking for are evidence of toxic change. Because they didn't wear respirators, the lungs are a primary spot. So we're doing chest x-rays on these dogs, looking for any signs of abnormalities or even the early development of cancer, and screening for the liver and the kidneys and in the blood chemistries, looking for any changes there. In addition, we're screening the dogs for lead and mercury, PCBs, and other organic chemicals.
Any of the dogs depressed?
Depression is a really touchy area because the dogs don't truly get depressed. It may seem sort of crass, but they don't really care if the victim is alive or dead. If they're trained to find cadavers or dead victims, then when they're successful, they're very happy because they get rewarded, and that's good. And so the depression question is probably we're trying to make the dogs too much like us and try and reflect our own feelings. Now, some of the dogs lose interest because they're not getting rewarded. Some of the dogs are responding to the handlers who are struggling to try and keep things positive.
Now, once you gather all this information over, what, the next 3 years or so at least you're going to run this study, how are you going to use it?
First of all, we're going to try and learn how there's an association. If the dogs that are trained one way may have lower incidence of problems than others, then that will help us. If the dogs that worked longer shifts with fewer breaks had more incidence of problems, that's going to help us produce some guidelines. And what we'd like to do is come up with a consensus conference on what the best way is in the future to either train these dogs or deploy the dogs. So how should we structure it? Should they be allowed to do these 12 and 16 and sometimes 24-hour shifts? Or do we need to say for everyone's health and also for the productivity of the dogs, do we need to limit this and do we make these kinds of recommendations?
Cynthia Otto is a veterinarian at the University of Pennsylvania. Thanks for filling us in on your study today, Dr. Otto.
My pleasure, Steve. Say, well, 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 you-